Hey guys, welcome back to the Human Movement Podcast. Excited to have you. Coach Woody here. A little raspy today, but don't mind me. We'll still get through this together. If you want to check us out on the Facebook, the Instagram, check us out at Human Movement Lafayette or go to humanmovementlafayette.com for all of our content, including ways that you can become part of our programs, ways that you can become a part of our classes, ways that you can become a part of our coaching team. Right now we're offering job shadowing to anyone who wants to have a little more experience in becoming better at what they do, and we are super excited about the future in which we'll start to offer coach apprenticeships when our new facility opens in October. Lots of great things happening, so be prepared for that. Today we're going to start off with a little bit of a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson, and it goes like this. In my walks, every man that I meet is my superior in some way, and in that, I learn from him. Today we're going to talk a little bit about this imposter phenomenon. Imposter phenomenon being a trend, an idea, a philosophy in psychology about people who are, a lot of the research is on highly intelligent people in science and academia, feeling as though they are imposters in some way because they are concerned about their own self-worth or their own self-evidence, their ability to input information, data, knowledge, and then output it into mass media or towards their colleagues or their peers. This idea that when we are surrounded by people who we think are our superiors, we tend to get this feeling as if we are imposters. And while that can be pretty self-evident in a group of highly intelligent people, you know, rocket scientists, neurosurgeons, civil engineers, those types of people, I believe it's also somewhat the case in our own worlds, in our own lives, in other populations that aren't in academia. You see a lot of times people who tend to get agitated or offensive when they are told something is wrong, or they are debated with upon a topic that they maybe feel they are adequate in. And I think that this may also be some sort of defense mechanism towards this idea that we are imposters, that we are so concerned with whether or not we feel we are giving to the world, that we are giving the right information or adequate information, or that our self-worth in this topic is actually high, and we're concerned that we may be being imposters in this endeavor, and so we tend to get defensive towards that. And why is that an issue? Well, a couple different things can happen in that situation. One, when you're defensive towards other people, they tend to get defensive towards you, or dismissive, or they don't want to work with you for an extended period of time. The other problem lies within, and that idea is that as we start to get defensive towards these things, we start to question ourselves. We start to question our value, our self-worth in this topic or in this situation, and over time that can start to devalue our ability to provide worth into the world on this topic. So what is it that we do about it? What is it that we can apply that's going to allow us to become less concerned about being an imposter in this endeavor? Well, one of the first things you have to do is realize your own self-value and your own self-worth. Whenever you're talking to somebody, that person is going to be a superior in some way to you, and in that you can learn from them. And on the flip side of that, you are also the superior to everyone in some way. There are things in your life, and we've talked about this before, that you have lived or breathed that nobody else can say that they've done. And in that way, you can help them in some capacity. So knowing that, that should give you, in your own mind, the permission to be a part of that change, be a part of that process of helping other people, and not feel as if you are an imposter because of it. So being self-aware of those things, being self-aware of what you have value, in can help you to do that. And maybe you don't know all of the information about a topic. In fact, I can tell you right now you don't, because there's always new information about every topic coming out every day. But what you can ask yourself, what you can continue when you continue the self-awareness discussion with yourself, is you can say, am I trying to better someone else's life or better our community, better society with my endeavors in this topic? Are my intentions pure to help others in this topic? And if the answer is yes, then it's okay to be wrong, because your intention was to help others, not to hurt anyone else. And as long as no one else is hurt in that process, then it's okay to forgive yourself for being wrong. Now, if your intent is to be the smartest person in the room for the sake of your own self-interest, then you have to ask yourself the question of, is that the most important to me? If it is, then that's your life and you live it that way. But you have to realize that if your goal is to be the smartest in the room, then you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself to not make mistakes. So you really need to sink down deep and continue to ask yourself the question, why? Why am I doing this? Am I doing this to be the smartest, or am I doing this to help others? Did I get into this to make a difference in the lives of others? And if that's the case, then being wrong is okay, as long as you're willing to admit that and you're willing to remember the reason why you started to begin with. So if you're self-aware, if you're willing to do it for the sake of others in a positive way, then you are not an imposter. You are doing what it is that you set out to do in a way that's going to help others. And for that, you have every right to be there and do the actions that you're doing. So guys, I hope this has been a little bit of a help in someone's life. If you've ever felt like you maybe don't belong in a group, you feel like you're the imposter, the odd man out, just remember you're there for good intentions. You're willing to learn. You're willing to open your mind up to new thoughts and beliefs. And in some way, you are a superior in your endeavors. Just be real with who you are in that case. That's been Coach Woody, guys, talking to you from Human Movement. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, thoughts, ideas, beliefs, opinions, values, ideas, please feel free to share them on Facebook, online, at any time. Reach out to us if you have questions about how can you better help others in their physical endeavors. We'd be happy to talk to you more about that. Guys, make it a great week, and we'll see y'all next week.